A year ago, a fire broke out at a rooming house called Briscoe's Place over there on Griggs Road near Cullen. The fire killed two people that night in March 2017, and it turns out that Moses Briscoe, the owner of the multi-resident facility, didn't even have the correct city permits to operate a rooming house. That's because such a permit does not exist. Prior to this week, there were no regulations on the books for what the city calls lodging facilities, group homes that cater to low-income residents. Another fire later that same month at another multi-resident facility resulted in another death, and both fires displaced 27 residents, according to city documents. The story became a big one in the city last year, and television investigative reporters and a newspaper investigation revealed that the city didn't have restrictions on the books that could have helped prevent such a tragedy. That changed this week when Houston City Council approved a set of ordinances that would require boarding homes, lodging facilities, and correctional and alternative housing facilities to follow stricter policies. The stricter rules include requiring fire prevention equipment and building inspections, and will require the homes to reapply for the new permits on an annual basis. The new rules also spell out that correctional and alternative housing facilities, commonly referred to as halfway houses for paroled prisoners who are re-entering society, need to be located 1,000 feet away from schools, parks, and other correctional housing facilities. It was this 1,000-foot rule that sparked the interest of the local activist community, which came out to this week's city council meeting en masse to speak against it. Pedro Valencia was one of the many people who spoke during Tuesday's two-hour public comment session.
My issue is on the 1,000-foot rule alone. I believe it will result in closing several facilities as well as making it difficult for new facilities to open up in or around the city, thus making it tougher for parolees to have access to the resources they need, like public transportation, job placement, medical facilities, and housing. Considering the success rate of housing programs minimizing recidivism, it only makes sense to consider alternate options to the 1,000-foot rule. Considering 80% of the people released on parole were charged with property or drug offenses, why would these people be restricted from living near parks? I know your role as governing body of our great city is difficult and sometimes can be a balancing act, but I do feel that this one-size-fits-all approach to this rule should be reconsidered. Maybe some consideration or exceptions can be made depending on the housing facility and type of offenders allowed to reside within them. Fact is, felons and criminals live amongst us. They will live in our neighborhoods. They're our friends, our neighbors.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Ms. Valencia.
Many, many more advocates and organizations spoke about the 1,000-foot rule as well as other aspects of the new rules for halfway houses. Since there were so many people who signed up to speak during the public comment session, the council enacted the rule that comments should be restricted to 1 minute per person. But several times throughout the public comment session, the mayor and other city council members would respond to the public speakers, engage them in a conversation about the new rules for these multi-resident facilities. Mayor Sylvester Turner said that current facilities would be grandfathered, but will still be required to renew their permits annually. After the city council unanimously approved the new rules, Mayor Turner talked about the distance requirement in a press conference, comparing it to other restrictions that other big cities have across the state.
If you look at Dallas, in Dallas, for example, their distance requirement is 5,280 feet. In Fort Worth, it's 1,320 feet. In San Antonio, it's 1,000 feet. And then when you look at the number of some of the facilities that may exist, alternative housing, in Houston, we have 99. In Austin, there are 34. Dallas, 30. Fort Worth, 13. San Antonio, 5. So help me to understand what the argument is, okay? We are, and I am very, very sensitive to providing people with second chances. I think my legislative history and my time here as mayor demonstrate that. And I live still in one of those communities where there is a heavy concentration of these facilities. Okay. And over the year, we will see how this plays out. And if, for example, over this period of time, let's say this year's time, it comes to mind, if their criticisms are borne out, I'll be the first one to raise a flag and say, let's take a look at it and then let's revisit it. But I think this is a significant step forward for the population that they are concerned with, as well as communities and people in the neighborhood as well. We tried to strike a very delicate balance.
Brandon Muller filed that report for the People's News.